this podcast is for teenagers, but as I've recently found out, almost all of the adults in the healing room love the teenage podcasts as much or more than the adult podcasts. So you teens are very cool. You've got everybody listening to yours. I'm going to talk about suicide because when I talk to you guys for your energy healings, all of you seem to have a friend who's suicidal, if you weren't suicidal yourself. And a lot of you have had friends die from suicide. This must be so stressful. I cannot imagine being your age and having to hold that knowledge that one of my friends is suicidal. I can't imagine being your age and having a friend confide in me that they want to kill themselves and then having to figure out what to do, to go tell your parents. Your parents are going to call their parents and everyone's going to try to save their lives. And then your friend is mad at you because you told, but you needed to tell because you shouldn't be handling this. It's not your job to be everyone's therapist and counselor. And I want to talk about how sometimes maybe you yourself might feel depressed and think that killing the body is going to cure it. To me, suicide is like this. Say the city has smog over it. Right? Pollution and fog mixed together, smoke makes smog. And there's this gray brown over the city. If you live in Denver and you go to the mountains and you look down at the city, sometimes it looks like that. To move that off of us so that we can breathe, so that we can be healthy, live a long life, wind comes in and moves it out. The wind pushes it out. Also, just driving different cars, emitting less smoke from our factories. This starts to minimize the smog. So we do things differently, but we also just wait for a good wind to carry it away so that we can see the sun. What if I said, oh my God, there's smog on the city. And even though there are thousands of people at work in the sky rises and walking around downtown, I'm gonna blow up the city because I gotta get rid of the smog. I've gotta blow up the city. Doesn't make sense, right? It's ridiculous. To me, that's what suicide is. It's the same thing. You've got this body and it's got this smog all over it. The smog is energy. It's an energy that could be brown or black or gray. And that energy or smog, when it gets around our body, which is like the city, makes us feel horrible. We feel agitated, we feel aggravated, we feel sad, we feel depressed, we feel upset. As an energy healer, it's obvious to me. I just need to move the smog or the energy. I can breathe it out. I can visualize it out. Like imagine right now, rain is pouring down over you or wind is moving towards you and it's creating this flow and the water's going down through and over your body and the wind is pushing out the smog. And then voila, there's a rainbow and the sun and you feel better. To me, that has to happen over and over and over again. We clear the smog and then it's back. We clear the smog and it's back. We clear the smog and it's back. It's the same thing with your mood. You can't get frustrated about it. It's like you brushed your teeth and damn it, you have to brush them again. You brushed your teeth this morning. You brushed your teeth at bedtime. This next morning, you got to brush them again or else everyone at school is going to tell you you have bad breath. How come? You just brushed them. It's the same thing with energy. You're going to be in a great mood and then a bad mood, and a great mood and then a bad mood, and a great mood and bad, like that. And you've just got to learn how to brush your teeth. You've got to learn how to move the energy, clean the energy, brush the energy field clean. So let's do this together. Take a deep breath. Breathe out your stress. You're so stressed out. You're so stressed out and you're not good enough. You can't keep up. Of course you're stressed out and you can't keep up. If I had to do the homework you have to do and play all the sports, I'd be stressed out too. So we let it all go. We flush it out. Stress usually looks black or gray, and it makes everything tight in our body, and it makes us want to freak out. We just want to move it. Whenever you feel like freaking out, we just want to move that energy. You don't blow up the body. That's not going to take care of it, and here's why. If you blow up the body, all of a sudden you're dead. What lives? The energy. the spirit of you, which is made of light or energy, that lives. You didn't kill anything except the vessel. It's kind of like blowing up your shoe. If your foot hurts, you blow up the shoe. Your foot's still going to hurt. Your shoe's destroyed. And your foot still hurts because your foot is no longer in the shoe. Does this make sense? So your spirit will no longer be in the body because you killed the body or your friend killed their body. And your spirit's standing beside the body and it's still covered in black. You still are upset. It is a myth. It is not true that when you kill the body, all your pain is gone and you're just floating in heaven on the other side. That is not true. All of the pain follows you. Not the physical body pain. That's stuck with the body. Like say your arm is broken and then you're killed. Okay, great. You don't have physical pain. You don't have pain from the arm anymore. But if your pain is emotional, you're just really upset. You just really don't like yourself. Life is too hard. All of that's going to go with you when you kill off the body. And guess what? On the other side, you have to go to school. You have to go to these lessons and classes, and spirit guides are going to make you face that pain. They're going to start helping you move the pain, but you have to do the work. They're going to make you face people at school, incidences in your life, parents, siblings, things that caused you pain. You're going to have to look at it. You're going to have to cry, wail crying in pain to get it out of your body. And then you're going to have to pull in the light. They're going to be teaching you how to bring in the light, how to heal yourself by pulling in the light. So we need to do it now, because if you don't do it now, you're just going to have to do it forever on the other side. It can take a long, long, long time on the other side to get to what people call heaven if you kill yourself. I have found spirits from suicides lost in the universe. I've found spirits on the other side still fighting off a demon, which is a dark black presence that causes you to do something like kill yourself. We never, with our own soul's light, kill our own bodies. It is always that we're so down, we're so depressed, a dark energy leeches onto us, grabs onto us because we're a victim. All of a sudden it says, yes, this teenager is a prime target for me because their frequency is delicious. Their frequency is so depressed and they hate themselves already. So I too can feed off that hate and help them to murder themselves. And the demonic energy will take over your hand. So it's never your own soul that kills yourself. It's always something dark attached because we allow it to, because we don't realize what's happening. And then we get more and more dark. We start pulling in and we go in our room and we are spiraling down because we've got this demonic presence attached to us or trying to live inside of us. If we then let it kill off our body, use our hand to shoot ourselves, hang ourselves, take an overdose of pills, whatever we want to try, it then will follow us happily across to the other side. So there's no shooting off into heaven. There's fighting a demon by yourself, and there's no parent to tell. There's no friend to tell. There's no counselor or therapist to tell. There's no one to tell. You're on your own. On the other side, out in the middle of the universe somewhere, fighting off this dark presence that looks like something you'd see in a nightmare. So the purpose of this podcast is to teach you right now how to save yourself, how to get this dark energy off of you. In the name of God, in the name of the light, we call on the angels and the archangels to surround you. We ask them to move through your room. We ask the angels to wipe out any gray energy, any smog from your room. Open up those windows, clean your room, wash your sheets, wash your laundry, dust your shelves, dust your favorite things, spray your favorite smell in the room, like get some water in a spray bottle, an essential oil, your favorite one. Go get cinnamon or peppermint, whatever you like, orange, and spray it. Spray the smell to take it over. Let the sun in, open the blinds, We command, in the name of God, in the name of the light, all dark energy to leave you now. We command, in the name of God, in the name of the light, all dark energy to leave your friends now. We take them over with the light. We win with the light. We push out the darkness with the light. We win. To win means to be powerful. And often we think that dark energy is so powerful, but it ain't. If you turn on the light, what happens? The dark is gone. If you're afraid at night and you stand up and you turn on the light, most of the darkness will leave. If you begin to pray, meaning pull in light, prayer means call in angels that are made of light. Prayer means pulling God's presence. God's presence is not a religious thing. It's like pulling in the power of the universe. It's like pulling in the starry night sky. It's like pulling in sunlight. It's like pulling in a massive amount of energy that can move like a force through your room, through your body. We call in God's presence now. We ask that it pushes out any measly, grimy, clinging, creepy, ghost entity or demonic spirit around you. We ask for happiness. We call on happiness. We bring in colors. We throw rainbow colors around the room. As if you are a crystal, throw the rainbows around the room. Stand in your power. Become a spirit guide on earth. Become powerful. Move out the darkness. Save your friends. Pray for your friends. Be the light. Be unafraid. Whenever the dark thoughts take over your mind, whenever thoughts are not loving towards you, whenever you look in the mirror and you don't feel love for yourself, turn around and begin to pray. Meaning turn around, look around your room as if you see what's in there. Even if you don't see it, turn around as if you do and say, in the name of God, in the name of the light, I command you out. I command these thoughts out because the thoughts are attached to something really dark. I command these thoughts out. I ask for God's presence in this space. I ask God's presence to move into this room. I ask God's presence, God's light to move into me. I ask that the angels surround me and protect me. I ask the angels guard me and protect me. I ask the angels to stand in the corners of my room. I ask the angels to stand outside of my window. I ask that they protect me in the name of God, in the name of the light. It is a spiritual battle. This thing you guys are going through where your friends are killing themselves or you've felt it before, it's a spiritual battle. You've got to become a spiritual warrior. You've got to fight. Only you haven't known who the enemy is. Christians would call it Satan. I don't call it Satan. As an energy healer, I just see it as dark energy, bright energy. You're fighting against the dark energy. Even if you cannot see it, you can feel it. You know exactly when it's on you. When everything's going to hell, it's on you. When you feel like life is way too hard, it's on you. Another thing you could do is go get an salt bath. For a salt bath, I just put like a handful of salt into the water. Go run the dog. Go lie in the grass, but pray as you go. As you're running, angels, clear me, get it off of me. In the name of God, in the name of the light, I have no fear. Get it off of me. Like, I'd rather you be angry than afraid. Whenever you feel depressed, stand in your power. Stand up and recognize this isn't you. This is something on you. And move it out, and move it out quickly. Pray as you clean. Pray as you hula hoop in your room. Pray as you dance to music in front of your mirror. And when you're in a good place, continue to pray. Because the higher you get, the less likely anything dark is going to attach to you. The protection is in being super, super bright. The protection is your soul light, strong and bright, loving yourself, believing in yourself. The protection is God's light pouring through you, bringing a peace and a power to you. And the protection is the angels all around you. Don't forget who you are. Remember the difference in a mood and heavy energy and your own soul light, who you are, the powerful spirit that you are.